This week, the Army Corps of Engineers awarded a contract for the second phase of a dredging project to deepen the St. John's River with the goal of allowing bigger and heavier ships to bring more goods into Jacksport. But a local environmental watchdog says the project poses a serious threat to the river and to Jacksonville. St. John's Riverkeeper Lisa Reinemann says this new contract obligates Jacksonville residents to future spending, poses a threat to the environment, and increases the risk for flooding.
The Army Corps predicts that there will be about a 12% increase in water levels during high-frequency storms resulting from this continued dredging. And this significant rise in water levels will further threaten our homes and our businesses while undermining public infrastructure.
Reinemann says it's irresponsible for city leaders to move forward without a public debate.
Why don't we talk about the significant funding that the city will have to do, the local resources, and have that discussion about pros and cons? That has not happened in Jacksonville over the six-year process.
The contract for Phase 2 is worth nearly $210 million, and it's about half funded. Work on deepening the five-mile stretch of river is expected to begin in December. Work on Phase 1, which is closer to the Atlantic Ocean, is ongoing. Four phases are planned overall. Meanwhile, the Riverkeeper is suing the Army Corps to try and block the work from continuing. Though a judge refused to halt the project outright, the Riverkeeper will be able to make its case when it has its day in court, Reinemann says. Brendan Rivers, 89.9 WJCT News.